Some Christians have learned to hide sorrow because they fear that sadness will make them appear faithless. They may tell themselves, "I should not feel this way." A strong Christian would be happier. If I trusted God more, I would not struggle. I need to stop thinking about my pain. These sentences can add shame to an already heavy season. The Bible offers another path. It gives us the gift of lament. Lament is the honest expression of sorrow, confusion, disappointment, fear, or protest before God. Lament does not turn away from God. Lament turns toward God with what hurts. The Psalms include prayers such as, "How long, Yahweh? Will you forget me forever?" That is not polite religious pretending. It is a real person bringing a real inner conversation into a real relationship with God. Biblical lament often includes four movements. First, the person turns toward God. Second, the person names what is wrong. Third, the person asks God for help. Fourth, the person remembers a reason to continue trusting. These movements may not happen neatly or all at once. A person may return to the same lament many times. You might begin by saying, "Lord, I am here, even though I feel empty. This loss has affected me deeply. I do not understand what you are doing. Please give me strength for today. I choose to remember that your mercy has not ended." Lament makes room for both pain and hope. It does not require you to call evil good. It does not require you to minimize abuse, betrayal, illness, injustice, grief, or disappointment. It does not require you to feel cheerful before you speak with God. Jesus himself expressed deep sorrow. In Gethsemane, he told his disciples that his soul was exceedingly sorrowful. On the cross, he prayed words from a psalm of lament. Jesus shows us that sorrow can be spoken faithfully. A lament-shaped self-conversation may sound like this: "This hurts, and God invites me to speak honestly. I do not know how this will change, but I can ask for help. I feel forgotten, but Scripture tells me God has not abandoned his people. I am grieving, and grief does not separate me from Christ." Lament is different from hopeless rumination. Rumination circles around the pain without movement, support, or surrender. Lament brings the pain into conversation with God. It can lead toward prayer, community, wise action, patient waiting, or needed professional support. Lament also gives us permission to stop offering simplistic answers to hurting people. We do not need to tell someone to just be positive. We can listen. We can acknowledge the weight they are carrying. We can pray with permission. We can help them connect with appropriate care. We can remain present without pretending to fix everything. During a heavy season, hope may not feel like confidence. Hope may look like whispering one prayer. Hope may look like attending one appointment. Hope may look like telling one safe person the truth. Hope may look like staying for another day. Lament says, "Lord, this is where I am." Faith says, "Lord, I am bringing where I am to you." You do not have to hide your sorrow from the one who already knows you completely.